You're on board Voyager 3 with Vincent Dan Go.
Also visiting from a Galaxy website is DJ Swamp Jank.
Hello, everybody. It's Monday. September 8th. You're listening to WMCB LP Greenfield. You're on board Voyager 3 with your captain, Vincent Dan Goh. This is Western Mass Community Broadcasting. If you're on the dial, that's 107.9, which is the last station on the dial, but always the first in our hearts. I have some special guests in the studio with me today. Would you like to introduce yourself?
Yes. I'm DJ Swamp Jonk. I am from the Galaxy website, specifically the Planet web browser. We just started getting this program in our Galaxy, and I'm such a big fan, so I'm happy to share some music from my Galaxy with you today.
How long did it take you to get here, Traveler?
Well, they sent a ship, which I appreciate. It must be a huge budget here at the station. But yeah, it was pretty quick.
Oh, we sent out for you?
You sent a ship. Yeah, or someone sent a ship. You sent a ship in. Yeah, it took about 3 light years or so, but not so bad.
What was the make and model on that bird?
It was a Chrysler Town & Country 2003. Pretty quick. Yeah, it's like altered. It was, yeah.
Are you traveling alone today?
I have with me, yeah, one of my peers, Elizabeth. But she can't speak the same way I can. It's kind of like I have a modular voice box for communicating, but she does not.
Oh, so that's what that big tank is.
Yes, sir.
How's the atmosphere treating you?
Yeah, it's fine. It's not dissimilar from Internet Explorer. It is just... it's not dissimilar. It takes a little getting used to, but, you know, it's not so bad.
Heavy, man. That's heavy. What music did you bring us? I want to hear, like, maybe you could give us, like one factoid or two about, like, the cultural, like, reason why you brought this song.
A lot of the music is inspired by Earth music in Internet Explorer, but, so I kind of picked some songs that were kind of like the early inspiration from Earth's music that has kind of inspired a lot of the music that we have today. It's actually from many light years ago, but okay. Like, it still could blow your mind.
Whoa.
Because you've never heard intergalactic music, or have you?
No, I've been trying to access it for about 9 months now. That's why I've been captaining this international messenger, Voyager 3. I've been trying to contact people, and you're the first to come back.
Right.
Or the first to receive our taxi.
Yeah, and I'm happy to be the first.
Thank you. All right, so what's this first song?
This song is called Babe by Salt.
Let's hear it.
Thank you.
Well, I really like this, DJ Napster. It's
it's DJ Swamp Snake.
Oh, I'm sorry. I think I got your local cluster mixed up with your name. I'm sorry.
No problem.
Okay. Well, I really like that. That was like at least from like my species and like cultural perspective from planet Earth. It's like that was really peaceful to me. Like I don't know how that works for you, but that was like very calm and peaceful. I liked it a lot.
Yeah,
thanks for sharing.
There's just like a little bit of a language barrier. Sorry, we call it leaseful.
Leaseful.
Yeah, like it's very similar to Earth English, but it's just,
that's the language leaseful.
No, we call it leaseful. Like it's like kind of like chill.
Oh, okay. Yeah. No, I know chill. Yeah.
Yeah. It's like you could roast beans to it. You know what I mean?
Oh, you must have been listening to a lot of our episodes, because if you're roasting beans to that, then you're definitely on the Voyager 3 mission right now.
Yes, sir.
I appreciate that. Can I play one for you now?
Absolutely.
Okay. So this is from the band Weather Report, which is like a funky group from the 70s and 80s. And I've listened to all of their music as far as I know. And no matter what I listen to, I always go back to this song because I think it's so good and so fun. All right. So I'm curious, like how you'll feel or describe this. Do you have feelings?
Yeah. We call them leelings, but yeah, they're, I have those. Thank you.
really like that one, DJ Swamp Jank.
Yeah, thank you. It comes from, the Netscape planet. It's a Sampha with Answer.
Sampha. I really like that. Now, is that an artist from your planet, or?
Very interesting question. I would say yeah, but I don't actually know. Is London on my planet, or is London here on Earth?
London is from this planet. I think you're thinking of from your planet, like Shlondon.
That, right. I always, that's my fault. Sorry about that, Vince. Yeah, so I think he's from your planet, but yeah, he's out there.
Yeah, he took me out there.
Yeah, he's roasting beans.
Roasting beans all day. I really like that one. I'm going to think of something to play next, okay?
Sure.
I kind of like this going back and forth, this cultural exchange, if you will, and I hope that it's going to bring peace and order to all of the universe, because if we could all just get together and, you know, share what makes us and learn more about what makes you, I think the universe would be a happier place, don't you think?
Yeah, I agree 100%. Yeah, this is beautiful. I will say the songs you're playing sound like, I don't know, light years before our time, but happy to hear them, happy to, you know, see where it all comes from.
So when you're listening to like radio waves out in LimeWire, V2.
Yeah.
Are you like, what's a contemporary artist for you? Like what's just coming out?
From Earth?
Yeah, from Earth.
Do you know Slot?
Third Rock from the Sun.
Right. Do you know, what's the name? Slob Dylan?
I think, I'm pretty sure, okay, in the language that I speak here on Earth, there's a very famous artist named Bob Dylan.
Right. I don't know if that's the same or not. This guy's like, he's kind of like, hey.
Oh, yeah. Yep. Yeah, I believe David Bowie, another artist, a contemporary of his. You might have
David
heard
David Slowey, yeah.
I believe that he described his voice as salmon glue. Like the fish. I don't know. Sorry, this is difficult. There's just
We have salmon.
Glue?
We have salmon and glue, yeah.
Okay, so he described his voice as salmon glue, and I've always, that's really resonated with me.
What do you take that to mean?
Rustic, always moving, but like, is also like, you can't get rid of it. Like,
okay.
It leaves a residue, even if you're trying to avoid it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
All right, well, I'm going to play you something that I think is a little bit like dancey fun.
Okay.
This is has an Afro beat dance disco kind of feel to it. Let's hear it.
Thank you. era muito usado no candomblé, os atabaques, e o tamborzão lembra muito o atabaque. Mas acho que daqui a um tempo vai ser 100% nacional. À medida que as coisas estão evoluindo, as pessoas estão...
That took me out there. What was that song again?
That last one was, to be honest, I cannot pronounce it. Tambor Zhao by Sango.
Now, is that you're saying that for the listening ears on this planet, right? Or are you saying it in your dialect? I mean, it's confusing.
No, that was a slip up earlier. It's actually exactly the same. I just was misspeaking.
Okay.
Yeah. So yeah, that's American English.
Okay, yeah, no, that's what, sorry, yeah. Guilty, but that's what we usually use on Voyager 3.
Yeah, and that was my mistake. I was getting tripped up.
Well, anyways, you're listening to Voyager 3 on WMCBLP Greenfield. If you're on the dial, that's 1079. If you're on the phone, you can call me at 413-475-3958. If you're online, that's WMCB.net. If you think this is enjoyable and an enjoyable cultural exchange and you'd like to add any input or you have any questions for DJ Napster over here from the...
It's DJ Swamp Jank.
Okay, from the planet AOL, then it would be really, really awesome because this is a theme that we want to keep going because we want to spread peace and love throughout all the galaxy. Right now we're listening to Jimmy McGriff, my favorite jazz organist. What do you think about this?
Yeah, this is nice. It's, I wouldn't say it's out there, but, you know, yeah, very groovy. Kind of like, it's nice to talk over, so it may be nice background music. Do you guys have that on Earth?
We'd say on Earth because for the most part we dwell on the surface, the crust.
Oh.
Between the crust and the stratosphere.
So, okay. Alright. So, okay.
You're listening to Voyager 3 on WMCBLP.
What'd you say?
I said you're listening to Voyager 3 on WMCBLP.
Alright, do you have another song ready for us to go? Oh, actually, sorry, have you... I'm sorry, so you're hearing Bob Dylan which is difficult to know how contemporary that is, because he's got like a 40 or 50 year spanning career now.
He just did We Are the World.
Okay, so we're in like 84. Okay, we're in like 1984. Or you're in 1984, excuse me. And sure. In on this planet right now, it's 2025, common era. Uh-huh. We used to call it after, actually, Amino Dominos, which is colloquially known as after death. We have a segment that we've been running on the show for the past 9 months.
Now, Don't tell me. Is it Mystery Sound?
It's Mystery Sounds featuring our Greenfield's youngest DJ.
Yeah. I had the pleasure of meeting him, actually.
Oh, yeah. DJ Lava Dragon.
Yeah, I ran into him this morning.
What was he up to? I got to cue up the sound, so tell me what he was up to.
Sorry about that. Yeah, he was outside. He was just actually throwing stuff in his yard, and I happened to be walking by, and I recognized him. He seemed like a young DJ. I could recognize his voice when he was cheering, so I got to say hi. I'm a huge fan.
Yeah, he's often like the glue that holds this radio station together. That's why we call him Elmer.
That one's lost on me.
Try to guess what this mystery sound is.
DJ Swamp Chank, you got any ideas? I'll play it again in a second, but do you have any initial ideas on that?
I mean, on my planet, that sounds almost exactly like a serrated knife cutting through some cardboard.
Interesting. Now, I don't know what this one is. He sends them to me, so I'm just reacting like you are, and I think that's a great guess.
Okay. We'll just have to wait and see.
Let's listen to that again.
All right. DJ Lizzie Bird, do you have a guess over there?
Looks like she has no guess.
Okay, well, let's get the reveal.
What do you think that sound was?
That was the sound of me rubbing my Kinect onto some cardboard. Two Kinects!
We'll be right back.
waiting for the gift of sound and vision. And I will say, waiting for the gift of sound and vision. Drifting into my solitude. Over my head. Don't you wonder sometimes about sound and vision?
That one took me out there.
Really? You like that one?
Yeah, I do. It has this like I'm not saying I'm funking out of my pants over here. I'm just saying that I was out there, man.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, it's one of my favorites. It was Gelato Negro. That was Echo Tricks Me.
Echo Tricks Me.
Darn tootin'.
Well, anyone's getting ready to roast some beans, this is one of my favorites. This is by one of my favorite artists that I discovered this year, Bernard Pretty Purdy. And this is with the song Soul Bossa Nova. Just like every Monday at this hour, 5 to 6, you've been listening to 107.9 FM, WMCB LP Greenfield, or you've been streaming us on WMCB.net. Perhaps you've been listening on Mixcloud or some other format where this is rebroadcast. What's pretty exciting is that you could just stay on WMCB.net if you have any interest in catching an old show of Voyager 3 or Vernon Greenfield or Psychedelarrhythmia with Maria or listen to Griffin with the Griffin Boys. Because on our website, WMCB.net, you can find archives. You can find artist bios. You can find pictures. You can see what's happening here at the station. It's great. You can also make donations to the station on there. There's a pretty easy, one-click pathway to PayPal and to a way to make a donation to our extremely community-oriented radio station, WMCB LP Greenfield.
Right.
DJ Swampjank. So that was a bossa nova song led by the drummer, a soul Motown drummer from the 1960s in Planet Earth.
Right.
This is DJ Swampjank again, folks, just in case anybody's not sure. But Bernard Pretty Purdy did a lot of recording on the background for Aretha Franklin and many other artists. But that's his solo album, and I really love that because it's just a groovy track. And then he'll do a breakdown of some kind. He'll do a long drum solo, and I just think it's so much fun. It's very dynamic.
Yeah, we don't have drums on our planet exactly, but we have something comparable.
Okay, and what are they called?
We'll call them drums for now. Yeah, I just got
comparable.
Mixed up.
It sounds pretty comparable.
But like there's a bass drum, a snare, a tom, a floor tom, and some cymbals, and other things. Is that the same as?
Yeah, it's pretty close. It's we call it like a drum kit or a set, drum set. Either way.
Yeah, we have something pretty comparable to that.
Okay, great. Well, what do you have queued up next for us?
Next, we have a song off Janko Nilovic's album Maze of Sounds. This one's the prelude. This is just the first song on the album. It's a really great album. Worth checking out.
Okay. Maybe you can send it to me, and in 3 light years, I'll get it.
Yeah.
I'm already going out there.
Space.
Greenfield GCTV.
Okay, so.